The sutta today is titled Bija Sutta, or the seed from Anguttara Nikaya, the book of tens, verse Sutta 104, translated by Bhikkhu Bodhi. I will go through the sutta first. If you wish, you can read along. Bhikkhus, for a person of wrong view, wrong intention, wrong speech, wrong actions, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong concentration, wrong knowledge, and wrong liberation. Whatever bodily karma, verbal karma, and mental karma he instigates and undertakes in accordance with that view, and whatever his volition, yearning, inclination and volitional activities all lead to what is unwished for, undesired and disagreeable, to harm and suffering. For what reason? Because the view is bad. Suppose, because a seed of neem, bitter cucumber or bitter gourd were planted in moist soil. Whatever nutrients it would take up from the soil and from the water would all lead to its bitter, pungent, and disagreeable flavor. For what reason? Because the seed is bad. So too, for a person of wrong view and wrong liberation, whatever bodily karma, verbal karma, and mental karma he instigates and undertakes in accordance with that view, and whatever his volition, yearning, inclination, and volitional activities, all lead to what is unwished for, undesired, and disagreeable, to harm and suffering. For what reason? Because the view is bad. Because for a person of right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration, right knowledge, and right liberation, whatever bodily karma, verbal karma, and mental karma he instigates and undertakes in accordance with that view, and whatever his volition, yearning, inclination, and volitional activities all lead to what is wished for, desired, and agreeable to well-being and happiness. For what reason? Because the view is good. Suppose, bhikkhus, a seed of sugarcane, hill rice, or grapes were planted in moist soil. Whatever nutrients it would take up from the soil and from the water would all lead to its agreeable, sweet, and delectable flavor. For what reason? Because the seed is good. So too, for a person of right view and right revelation, whatever bodily karma, verbal karma, and mental karma he instigates and undertakes in accordance with that view, and whatever his volition, yearning, inclination, and volitional activities all lead to what is wished for, desired, and agreeable to well-being and happiness. For what reason? Because the view is good. This is the Bija Sutta, the seed from Anguttara Nikaya, Book of Tens, Sutta 104, translated by Bhikkhu Bodhi. And now we invite Bhante to give a talk on this sutta. Bhante, please.
Friends, as you all read the discourse or listened to it, I believe that all of you understood its essence. This sutta emphasizes the power of view and its importance. The sutta is centered around how our views influence our thinking, our speech and actions, and transform us to be a superior human being or inferior human being. This also explains how our views lead us to freedom from suffering, to enlightenment, or how our views lead us to be stuck in this repeated birth and death cycle. Very interestingly, the Buddha compared the view to a seed. That's a very powerful simile. From a seed, a plant will come out. From that plant, it will grow into a huge tree. That very tree will bear flowers and fruits. Similarly, whatever the views that we are holding, these views will grow to a plant, to a tree, and bear fruits and flowers. What it means, our views will transform us to be a wholesome or unwholesome human being. As the Buddha pointed out, if we were to plant a seed of bitter gourd or a neem tree or bitter cucumber, that seed will take whatever moisture and nutrients from the ground, and they all will be transformed into bitter, pungent taste. Similarly, when our views are wrong, whatever the sense data that we absorb through our five sense faculties will be transformed into a bitter, pungent taste, means transform us to be unwholesome. In the same manner, the Buddha says that suppose if you were to plant a seed of sugarcane or grape, and that seed will absorb whatever nutrients and water, and then it will conduce you for its sweetness. Similarly, when we have right view, with that right view, we will absorb all the wholesome qualities, and we will transform ourselves to be a wholesome, pleasant human being. So it's very interesting how Buddha compared our views to a seed. The views also can be compared to a filter. When we have the right views, these filters of right views will filter out wrong views. So we will see the world in the light of right views. Similarly, if we were to have wrong views, that is the opposite. When we have wrong views, we will filter out the right views, and we will see the world in that way. Views also can be compared to lenses. Depend on what kind of lens you wear, you will see the world. For example, if you were to wear a red color sunglass, you might see the world colors as slightly reddish. if you were to wear a green color or another color, depend on that, you might perceive the world. So what it means, our views play a greater role. The moment of perceptions. I would like to remind you one of the discourse that we discussed here, Vipallasa Sutta. In that sutta, Buddha talks about how distortion of perception leads to distortion of thinking and distortion of views. So here, the views, thoughts, perception, they all are interrelated, interconnected, interdependent. They help each other. Now, one of the most important questions for us to understand here is, what is right and what is wrong? How should we understand this? The Buddha says, when someone has right view, that is conducive for wholesome cultivation of one's character, and eventually that leads to liberation, to wisdom. On the other hand, when someone has wrong views, that leads to unwholesome character and eventually end up in this cycle of existence. But the question is, how should we define right and wrong? When it comes to right views, the Buddha defined right views as understanding of the Four Noble Truths. The views which are in accordance with the understanding of the Four Noble Truths are known as right views. Why they are known as right views? Because they lead to the right direction, to the right path towards enlightenment. That is why we call them as right. If you were to look at the Noble Eightfold Path, and there's one word which has been translated as right, and this word is accompanied all the way through all eight factors. This word is Samma. The word Samma can be translated, one aspect of it is wholesome. The most important translation or aspect of it is right. Now, right view, right thoughts, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right mindfulness, right effort, right concentration, all these words have got right. The term right is used here means that is the right way to enlightenment, that is the right path to end the suffering. Now, to understand this, I will give you an example. Suppose there is a road A goes to Changi Airport. This is the only road go to the Changi Airport. There are many other roads, but they do not go to Changi Airport. Now, when we say road A is the right road, means that is the right road to go to Changi Airport. So if you want to go to Changi Airport, you must get into this road. That is why it is called right road. In the same way, when it is called right path to enlightenment, this is the Noble Eightfold Path. So in the Noble Eightfold Path, there are 8 right things, 8 right factors. First of them is right view. So the views must be the 4 noble truths. All the other views are wrong. Why we call it wrong? Because they simply do not lead to that destination. The bus A goes to Changi Airport and bus B goes to Choa Chu Kang. So if you were to get into the bus B, that is wrong bus. Simply because you want to go to Changi Airport, but you got into the wrong bus. Similarly, in Buddhist teachings, when it comes to right view, we define right view as understanding of the 4 noble truths. And all the other views are considered as wrong views. Not necessarily other views are unwholesome or unethical, but they do not lead to the direction or to the destination that we want to go. There can be many ways that we can define right views. In Sammaditti Sutta, Venerable Sariputta elaborated right view under 16 headings, 16 ways he elaborated it. There can be many other ways also we can elaborate it. However, we come across the Buddha again and again, again and again. He emphasized the right view as understanding of the 4 noble truths. So whatever the views accordance with the 4 noble truths can be labeled as right views. So when Venerable Sariputta explained these 16 types of right views, they all are accordance with the 4 noble truths. However, I'm not going to elaborate it in many aspects today, but I would like to make you pay attention to 3 aspects of the right views that I'm going to emphasize here. One aspect of the right view is known as Kammasakata Samadhitti. It means right understanding related to the wholesome and unwholesome actions. This is fundamental. We need to have the ability to differentiate why something is wholesome, why another thing is unwholesome. So according to the Buddhist teachings, we recognize whatever thoughts, whatever words, whatever actions rooted in greed, hatred, and delusion, they are unwholesome, unskillful, and they will not lead to enlightenment. They will make us stuck in the cycle of existence. They also will make us do unwholesome, immoral actions which bring suffering. Whatever thoughts, whatever words, whatever actions which are rooted in generosity, loving kindness, and generosity, loving kindness, lobha, dosa, moha, wisdom, panya, or understanding. So whatever those 3 roots, generosity, loving kindness, and understanding, those are the wholesome roots. And whatever actions comes out from them, they are known as wholesome, kusala, skillful and they bring happiness, they also lead to emancipation, to enlightenment. So understanding what is good and what is bad, what is wholesome and what is unwholesome, that is crucial. When someone has this understanding and this view, it is called that person has the view, which is right view. Another aspect of the right view is, as I mentioned earlier, when someone has understand the Four Noble Truth, that person is said to have right view. Here, there are two aspects to it. First aspect is known as understanding the Four Noble Truths according to as it was said. Satchanu Lomika Samadhiti. It means we understand the Four Noble Truth theoretically. When you read about the Four Noble Truth, when you listen to a talk about Four Noble Truth, when you learn about it theoretically and grasp its meaning intellectually, that is theoretical understanding. And when you have that understanding, that is still right view. However, that right view is not so deep. It is very shallow. Nevertheless, it is essential. This is the simple reason why the Buddha talks about right view at very beginning of the Noble Eightfold Path. Because you need to follow the Noble Path with this understanding. So, whoever starts to follow the Noble Eightfold Path with understanding of the Four Noble Truths with this theoretical explanation, that person is said to have right view, but that is very mundane, very shallow. But when you start following the path, when your spiritual faculties get strength and become sharp, and the moment you break through the delusion and awaken to the first stage of enlightenment, then this right view become more deeper and you started to see the Four Noble Truth in perception level. This is transformation. So you are no more ordinary, but you are extraordinary, or you enter to the path which is leading to extraordinary status or noble human status. So at that very moment of awakening, your theoretical understanding of the Four Noble Truths become your own direct experience. The moment of awakening, you see the Four Noble Truth directly through perception level. You perceive the world in that way. It's no more theory because you perceive it directly. Then of course, when this happens, we use another term. This term is known as Satchapativeda Samadhi. It means the right understanding that one have based on direct experiencing of the Four Noble Truths. Then of course, when that person develops further and attain full enlightenment, and that person is said to have experiencing the Four Noble Truths here and now, in a deeper sense of the world, the word, and he is completely free from all the miseries and sufferings. So these are the fully enlightened human beings. So here, in this sense, the right view, as I mentioned, I would like to emphasize in these three aspects. First, right view regarding what is wholesome and what is unwholesome, to understand good and bad. Second, to understand the Four Noble Truths theoretically and intellectually, grasp the Four Noble Truths. Then the third, of course, when you break through the delusion and awaken, and this theoretical understanding become your own experience, you will see the Four Noble Truths in perception level. And when you cultivate it further and attain full enlightenment, you will fully experience it here and now as a liberated human being. Now, what is wrong with you? As I said, apart from the Four Noble Truths, whatever the views which are not going with the Four Noble Truths can be literally called as wrong views, for the simple reason they do not lead to enlightenment. Not essentially or not necessarily they are unwholesome. In Brahmajala Sutta, Buddha talks about 62 types of wrong views that existed during his time. However, I would like you to pay attention to another set of wrong views elaborated in the discourses, which are known as Niyata Miccha Ditti, means solidified wrong views. These are the most harmful. And basically, they denied the wholesome and unwholesome actions, their results, and the rebirth, and all these concepts. I will very roughly, in a nutshell, I will mention them. So, in many suttas, we come across this set of 10 types of wrong views. In Mahachattarisaka Sutta, the one of the discourse in Majjhima Nikaya, you can find these, as well as many other discourses, in fact. These are basically runs in a similar set of words, like there is nothing given, there is nothing offered, there is nothing sacrificed. These three together, it means the person does not believe giving is a good thing. So a person does not believe that giving is good. So simply deny the efficacy of giving. So he said, no point of giving. So that they said, there's nothing given, nothing's offered, nothing sacrificed. It means whether you give to a poor beggar or to a virtuous person or in a religious offering, whatsoever given, they are useless. This is a wrong view. Then that person also does not believe result of good and bad actions. Simply deny that there's nothing called result of good and bad actions. Actions, whether they are good or bad, they do not have any effects. That's it. So simply deny the karma and its effect. A person may also go to the extent to hold the views like no this world, no other world, no mother, no father. No this world means he also will reject the idea that beings from other realms of existence, after they disappear from their realms, can appear in human realm as human beings or animals in this world. So he or she will reject such ideas. No other world means after the death, you will not be born somewhere else. Death is the end. So means there's no future birth. No mother, no father means no point of taking care of mother. Useless. No purpose of treating mother. No father, no purpose of taking care of father. We came into the world because mother and father wanted to satisfy their desire. And as a result, we came into existence. For what, we had to take care of them. That's their attitude. So no mother, no father, no point of taking care of them. Then the number 8 view is, there are no beings who are spontaneously be born. It means living beings can exist only in a grosser form, like human beings and animals. That's it. There's no way for the living beings to exist as energy forms or with a subtler body. So they do not accept that view that one can appear with a subtler body as divine beings or other sort of spirits or ghosts or whatever we want to call them. And the number 10, they also reject the idea there cannot be any spiritual achievements. So there are no those people who realize directly the other world and this world, who pursue the past life or future life, who pursue the other realms of existence and declare them to the world. So these are the 10 types of wrong views. They are known as dasa micchaditti, 10 types of wrong views. When someone hold these views, that person become very materialistic. And that person does not have any belief in rebirth. That person doesn't have any belief in good or bad actions. So simply, such a person, when hold these views, will create various kind of evil, immoral, unwholesome actions. And this is like a seed of neem tree. Or it is like a seed of bitter cucumber or bitter gourd. So when you have these 10 types of views, whatever sense data you receive from your sense faculties, they will be transformed into these views. And you will react to the world based on these views. And this is how you are going to go towards downward in this cycle of existence. Okay, so this is enough as a talk. You might have some questions to ask. If so, this is the time for it.